It's been just over a year since a 9.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Japan. The resulting tsunami devastated Japan's coastline and killed nearly 16,000 people. While Japan continues to recover from the disaster, debris has started to show up on U.S. shores. The tsunami took out the Fukushima nuclear plant, and there have been concerns that the washout could be radioactive. Earlier this month, debris was reported on Sitka's shores, and some was found on Kodiak's beaches last December. While scientists generally agree people should be careful when dealing with tsunami debris, it's not because of radiation. Catherine Higley is the head of the Department of Nuclear Engineering and Radiation Health Physics at Oregon State University. Higley says she and other researchers feel confident that while debris found on shore might set off your Geiger counter, the level of radiation will be negligible.
One, you know, the tsunami, the earthquake happened couple of days really before any release from the plants occurred, so this material was offshore. So that's the first thing. It wasn't right up against the plant. The second thing is that a lot of the contaminants are very water soluble. It's going to get diluted because of salt water, rain, you know, waves and the like. They're going to wash it off of the debris.
The area surrounding Fukushima might have to deal with elevated radiation levels for a few years, but there's no concern this side of the ocean, says Higley. Higley says many people have misconceptions about radioactivity, mainly that if it can be detected, it's dangerous. She says people should be more concerned about exposure to industrial chemicals.